For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. The MSU Surplus Store was the place to be for Spartan basketball fans today. Pieces of the practice court floor removed from the Breslin Center went up for sale this morning. The four-foot squares, some with paint, some without, each weighed up to 100 pounds. The price was certainly attractive, just $20. Today's supply went quickly, but the Surplus Store says more will be available online next week. I talked with Spartan fan Dave McCullum about his purchase. He rented a truck, got there early, and left with the maximum allotment of 10 sections of the MSU basketball practice floor.
Well, when we saw the post, we were pretty excited about it because I already do a lot of woodworking. I've made some of the furniture in our house, and I like it when when it means something. Like in the past, I've gotten a bourbon barrel because my wife and I went on our first vacation to Kentucky. And MSU sports are a big part of our life. We have football season tickets, and we're both kind of MSU lifers. So the ability to have, rather than just working from normal Woodstock, have something that's, connected to our memories and everything is what really got us excited about it.
Do you have specific plans for the pieces you bought?
We do have some specific plans. The first thing is definitely whatever my wife wants me to make, because she was kind enough to get up with me this morning at 5:30 a.m. and wait in line and help me get the truck and everything. But after that, we want to make a sofa table to go behind the couch in our living room that can also serve as basically auxiliary seating. It kind of loops back into MSU sports, so we can slide some bar stools under there when we have some people over for big games and everything. So that's the first one. Other than that, probably some tables. And then we'll also just, it'll be nice to have some on hand so we have some ideas for gifts. When the University Surplus was selling benches from Munn Arena, we bought a chunk of that and made a little bench for my father-in-law as a Christmas gift. So it's nice to have those things around since our families and friends are also really connected to MSU. So I'm sure there'll be all kinds of future uses that we haven't even thought of yet.
Tell me about the experience of being in line at the MSU Surplus Store. What time did you get there? How long did you wait? Were you worried that maybe you wouldn't get any pieces from the practice floor?
Well, we showed up right at 6:30, which is when they opened their gates, and then to get into the parking lot. And at first we saw a lot of cars, but we didn't see the line. So we're like, okay, we're really early. We're going to be first in line for when they open up at 7:30. And then we kind of saw, as we turned a corner, we saw, okay, there's kind of a lot of people in line, but we felt pretty good knowing the limits. So I think we were maybe 70th or so in line. So, and then went through and kind of asked everybody how many pieces they were getting. So we knew pretty early on that we were going to get everything, that we wanted. So after that, we could kind of relax and then just saw the line growing and growing. We're like, man, I don't know if all these people are going to get it.
Do you know, did some people in line not get sections? Because I know they're sold out now.
There was a point where they went to the end of the line after they did the count and started telling people to go home, or I think come back on Tuesday. I think they mentioned that they were going to do some more sales or maybe do it online. So they did eventually stop people from getting in line. But I think they said they went through about 650 pieces today was the last I heard.
Well, it sounds like you've had a fun experience aside from your plans for these sections of the floor.
Yeah, part of it, it doesn't sound super exciting to get up early in the morning, but there is, some excitement about it. And it's not how I'd normally spend a Friday morning. So even though it's waiting in line, it was still a lot of fun. So yeah, absolutely.
Mission accomplished.
Definitely. Mission accomplished.
Dave McCullum got 10 pieces of the former MSU practice floor from the Breslin Center at the MSU Surplus Store today. Thanks.
Thank you.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.